Gratitude, that's what we hear tonight's readings. It's almost like Thanksgiving, isn't it? It's all about gratitude. Stewardship, discipleship, Christianity. It's all about gratitude. If we realize that the Eucharist, that which we're doing here tonight, is the source and the summit of our faith, Eucharist, of course, is a Greek word meaning thanksgiving. So it's all about gratefully recognizing and receiving the gifts that God gives us, the gift of our life, the gift of our bodies, the gift of our families, our friends, and then sharing these gifts in love of God and neighbor. In the fall here in the diocese, we often hear about the word stewardship, but what we're really talking about is discipleship or basic Christianity 101. Do they still number classes 101 and 102? Yeah. Your G courses is what we called it. That's appropriate because it's all about gratitude. From the book of the Psalms, the psalmist reminds us, remember the wonderful works that he has done. Remember. And pretty soon I'm going to say, do this in memory of me. So our memory is a very important part. It's a faculty of our spiritual soul. Remember. Zach, where are you? Wherever Zach is, my sacristan. There you are. He remembers me 10 years ago. He's got a good memory. He would have been 4 years old. I must have stepped on his toe because he remembers me. Remember the wonderful works that the Lord has done. Right now I'm reading a book I like to read by Sean Stevenson. Sean is I think he's in his 40s now. He's 3 foot tall. He's in a wheelchair. And he's made his life vocation motivating others beyond their own physical or spiritual or mental limitations. In one particular chapter that he calls Focus Your Focus, he writes, the ability to manage your focus is one of your greatest powers. What you put your attention on determines what you accomplish. It determines how you feel and what you can handle in life. So we're going to try a little experiment. You didn't know you were going to come here and be experimented, did you? I'm going to give you a few moments, and if anyone falls asleep, I will throw my book at them. So I don't want to hear any snoring, but I want you to just listen. Just listen. Listen. Now that you've focused on listening, I have a question for you. How many different colors of blue did you count in the church? Yeah, it's hard to answer because you are so focused on listening. I doubt if any of you were looking around to look at colors. The author uses this as an example of how so focused he was on his limitations that he forgot, he didn't focus on what he had. He wrote, Sean, my dad said, focus on what you can do and what you do have in this life. You, remember this is 3 foot, you may not be able to play in the NBA, but if you spend your energy getting wealthy, someday you can own an NBA team. All these years later, he wrote, I've never forgotten that conversation. It was an aha moment. It taught me the importance of controlling my focus. My mom and my dad had hundreds of talks with me when I was a kid about the power of focusing on what I had instead of what I did not have. Years later, I realized that they were really teaching me the power of gratitude. Gratitude is simply focused appreciation. It's nearly impossible to be upset in a space of gratitude. Let me repeat what he said. Gratitude is simply focused appreciation. And so I would add that stewardship is simply focused appreciation. Discipleship is simply focused appreciation. St. Bernard of Clairvaux teaches that he who humbly acknowledges his indebtedness will naturally be promised even more. For whoever is faithful in few things will justly be entrusted with many things. Conversely, he who is ungrateful for present favors has probably been ungrateful for past ones. So maybe this story will help illustrate this. There was a farmer in Scotland. His name was Fleming. One day while he was out working in the fields, he heard a cry for help. Listen, help, help, help. Okay, it was stronger than that, all right? But he heard this cry for help coming from nearby. So he dropped his tools and he ran to the place where the yells came from, and he saw a terrified young boy who was submerged in a black swamp. He was struggling and screaming, trying to free himself. So the farmer saved the boy. Had he not saved the boy, he would have died a slow and terrifying death, drowning in the swamp. The next day, a carriage, a very fancy carriage, stopped in front of the farmer's house. A very beautifully dressed nobleman stepped out. Remember, this is Scotland. Stepped out and introduced himself as the father of the boy that the farmer saved. And he expressed his gratitude. "I want to repay you," the nobleman said. "You saved my son's life." "Oh, no," the farmer said. I can't accept payment for what I did." Soon, the farmer's boy came out to the front door, kind of wanting to know what's going on, overhearing the conversation. So the nobleman said, "Is that your son?" "Yeah, yeah, that's my son." So the nobleman got an idea. "I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. Let me take your boy and give him a good education. And if he's anything like you, he will grow to be a man that you can be proud of." So the farmer's son graduated from St. Mary's Hospital Medical School in London. He went on to be known throughout the world as Sir Alexander Fleming. He discovered penicillin. Years later, though, the nobleman's son was stricken with pneumonia. And what saved him? Penicillin. The name of that nobleman was Lord Randolph Churchill. What was his son's name? Winston Churchill. We're not grateful in order to receive more, but it does seem to work that way. The more we give, the more we receive. The more we trust the stewardship of our lives, of our families, of our money, of our minds, the more we realize what we have. So what should we be grateful for? What gifts should we be stewarding? Most of the gifts that we receive are just ordinary. So do we thank Jesus for the opportunity to be able to go to confession and to have our sins erased? Are we grateful for the immense gift that we as Catholics have of having Jesus live with us in the same city, on the same street, here present in the tabernacle? These gifts of forgiveness and the real presence of Jesus, we need to steward them. we need to share them with others. Do we? Today's responsorial psalm proclaims, "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous deeds." Stewardship, discipleship, Christianity, it's all about gratitude. It's all about gratefully recognizing and receiving all that God has given us and finding opportunities to share it. When we live by faith, we will find only reasons to give thanks. Gratitude. It's all about gratitude.